Last time I saw one of my uncles, he was in the hospital for whipping his wife. While he was whipping her, she slapped him down, put her foot on his neck, and beat him almost to death with a set of ox hames. She knew how to use them ox hames because she'd been wearing them the whole summer to do the plowing. One of my uncles was a missionary. They sent him to Africa. He was killed and eaten by a cannibal. It probably helped a little because that was that cannibal's first taste of religion. One of my uncles, he died at a kind of early stage of life. He was only 90. Whiskey and women finally got him. One of my uncles was a kind of a mean feller. Every morning he'd beat up his wife. Every morning, just habit he had of beating her up. He'd get up at 6, she wouldn't get up till 8. I just got a letter from one of my aunts a few days ago, and she said that her and Uncle Zebby was going into the iron and steel business. She was going to iron, he was going to steel. First time I ever asked my wife to marry me, she said no, she wouldn't marry the best man in the world. And she didn't either. Not long ago, I was taken sick with that crazy attic flu. About the same time Chiang Kai-shek had the American flu. They take me to the hospital, unloaded me on one of them beds that had wheels under it. Roller went rolling me up the hall. The hospital was crowded. Wasn't but run one room vacant, and that was a maternity ward. They just rolled me right in there to wait for a vacancy. Laid a hot water bottle across my waist, wrapped me up in a blanket, and left me laying there. Pretty soon, two nurses come in there and look me over. One of them says, I know queer things are happening, but this year is going to be a miracle. I finally got in a kind of a terrible fix. I'm too weak to be well, too strong to be sick, too old to work, too young to live without eating. During that real cold winter we had, my wife, she suffered terribly from the cold. She just couldn't think of anything to blame it on me. I told her it was very bad to grow old alone. She hadn't had a birthday in 5 years. I noticed some of these new kind of dresses the women wear, and it makes the women look like girls and the men look like fools. Women, they're different from men. For instance, you take my wife. Yeah, I just wish somebody would take her. She comes well recommended because any time I come in late for supper, she always makes it hot for me. Hot tongue and cold shoulder. I got hundreds of them. Well, I thank y'all. And Miss Thelma Libel will be likely to call me up Saturday night about 7:30. And I'll have some side splitters then, better than these.
Thank you. Now, we allow you to go eat some of that chicken purloe, and then you better be back here a little after.
I bet they'd certainly like it. Wouldn't you like that? Good. Well, Marvin said he doesn't know it, and so I'll try, and you all help me, won't you? What key we singing it in? He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole 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 wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the little bitty baby in his hands. He's got the little bitty babies in his hands. He's got the little bitty babies in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. Now, everybody. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. Everybody now, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got everybody in his hands. He's got everybody in his hands. He's got everybody in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. Now let's finish it up. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. You know, I like to see one like that wind up and tops on the hit parade. It certainly does me an awful lot of good to see one like that wind up there. We've got a lot of more tunes and things to come your way before we get underway with the show. Cousin Jim says, would you like to take over now? Let me say a word about this gentleman. This is Director of Recreation, as you'll notice from your program, of Leesburg, Florida. He is a Recreation Director, a fine gentleman, and an excellent singer. So, Cousin Jim, take over just exactly like you knew what we were doing, okay?
Thank you, sir. He said that just like I wrote it. I got this coat on. It's borrowed from a friend of mine. He was a little bigger than me, but it's kind of warm. And besides that, I want you to see my pretty red vest. It belongs to somebody I borrowed from, too. So I'm going to take the coat off and put it over here if you don't mind. Don't go away. I'll be right back. How many of you were here this morning? Oh, too many. Well, I can't do that. What I did this morning, I have to do some new stuff. How many of you remember that song they were singing a little while ago called She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain? Do you remember that? Do you know all the things that go with it? Let me push this down a little bit so I can see. You know all the things. Instead of saying she'll be coming around the mountain when she comes, instead of saying that, just go, she'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. Toot, toot. You know, like that, see? Let's try it one time. I love that crowd. Here we go. Ready? She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. Toot, toot. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. Toot, toot. She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. Toot, toot. She'll be driving six white horses when she comes. Whoa, back. She'll be driving six white horses when she comes. Whoa, back. She'll be driving six white horses. She'll be driving six white horses. She'll be driving six white horses when she comes. Whoa, back. Toot, toot. We will all go out to meet her when she comes. Hi, babe. We will all go out to meet her when she comes. Hi, babe. We will all go out to meet her. We will all go out to meet her. We will all go out to meet her when she comes. Hi, babe. Whoa, back. Toot, toot. We will kill the old red rooster when she comes. Hack, hack. We will kill the old red rooster when she comes. Hack, hack. We will kill the old red rooster. We will kill the old red rooster. We will kill the old red rooster when she comes. Hack, hack. Hi, babe. Whoa, back. Toot, toot. We will have chicken and dumplings when she comes. Yum, yum. We will have chicken and dumplings when she comes. Yum, yum. We will have chicken and dumplings. We will have chicken and dumplings. We will have chicken and dumplings when she comes. Yum, yum. Ha, 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 babe. Whoa, back. Toot, toot. She'll be wearing red pajamas when she comes. Scratch, scratch. She'll be wearing red pajamas when she comes. Scratch, scratch. She'll be wearing red pajamas. She'll be wearing red pajamas. She'll be wearing red pajamas when she comes. Scratch, scratch. Yum, yum. Hack, hack. Hi, babe. Whoa, back. Toot, toot. She will have to sleep with grandma when she comes. She will have to sleep with grandma when she comes.
She will have to sleep with Grandma. She will have to sleep with Grandma. She will have to sleep with Grandma when she comes. Scratch, scratch. Yum, yum. Ha, ha. Hi, beep. Whoa, back. Doop, doop. Dump, da 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 da. Doop, doop.
You're doing very well. How many of you know John Brown's baby has a cold upon his chest? You know that one? It's very simple. You go, it's the same tune as John Brown's body and all the other glory hallelujah. So it goes, John Brown's baby has a cold upon his chest, oh, John Brown's. And you keep going. Then when you say the second time, you go, John Brown's wah has a cold. See, instead of saying baby, it changes every time. All right? Here we go. Ready? John Brown's baby has a cold upon his chest. Oh, John Brown's baby has a cold upon his chest. John Brown's baby has a cold upon his chest, and they rubbed it with camphorated oil. John Brown's wah has a cold upon his chest. Oh, John Brown's wah has a cold upon his chest. John Brown's wah has a cold upon his chest, and they rubbed it with camphorated oil. John Brown's wah has a upon his chest. John Brown's wah has a upon his chest. John Brown's wah has a upon his chest, and they rubbed it with camphorated oil. John Brown's wah has a upon his. John Brown's wah has a upon it. John Brown's wah has a upon it, and they rubbed it with camphorated oil. A little faster. John Brown's baby. John Brown's wah has a upon it. John Brown's wah has a upon it. And it with camphorated oil. How many of you know this old folk song, Down in the Valley? You know that one? There's so many tunes to it. Mine goes, Down in the Valley. Gee, that's mournful. Valley so low. You know that one? Don't recognize it? Okay, let's try it again. Here we go. Everybody again. Down in the valley, valley so low. Hang your head over, hear the wind blow, hear the wind blow, love, hear the wind blow. Hang your head over. Roses love sunshine. We're not finished yet. Roses love sunshine. Violets love dew. Angels in heaven know I love you. No, I love you, dear. No, I love you. Angels in heaven, no, I love you. No fair, you took a deep breath. Okay, now, if you got out your programs, for those of you that don't know it, and you all should know it, let's sing our theme song, Way Down Upon the Suwannee River, and then we'll get into the meat of the program. Everybody ready? It's right up there in the top of the corner up there. Way down upon the Suwannee River, right on the top there. Far, far away. Should be on, probably on the front page there. Right on the front page where it says, way down up on the Swan. That's a little high key. There we go. Ready? Way down upon the Swanee River, far, far away. There's where my heart am turning ever. There's where the old folks stay. All up and down this whole creation, sadly I roam, still longing for the old plantation and the old folks at home. Come on now. All the world am sad and weary, everywhere I roam. Oh, darkie, how my heart grows weary, far from the old folks at home. Thank you. See you after a while.
And I thank you most kindly, Cousin Jim. Isn't he fine? As I told the... Don't know what we would have done without you here today. Now, Shady Grove has to get back to Shady Grove, so I've asked them to step right on up here and step out onto the stage and do whatever it is they're going to do. These lovely ladies in the wagon back here are from Alachua County, and they have a hobby of rug making. They do it just for fun, and I hope that you'll talk to them and examine their beautiful wares. I know they wouldn't part with one for love nor money. All right, here comes Shady Grove.
He's got his record back there, and he's supposed to be on the stage when the record...
I'd like for Fred Beaver to come up now. Where is Fred? Well, he's way over there. Well, I'd like to have our Seminole Indian friends come up right now. Jim, will you bring our Seminole Indian friends up, please? We are very, very proud to have the first citizens of Florida with us, our Seminole Indian friends from the Brighton Reservation. They belong to the Cow Creek tribe, and standing to my immediate left here is Nawhaw Tiger. Next to Nawhaw is Frank Shore, Chief Medicine Man of the Cow Creek Tribe. And how many little Shores there? His whole family's here, and I just don't know where the others are dawdling around, but that's all right. We want them to have a good time. We want you to meet them and talk to them. Because they have many interesting things to tell you. Now, let me see if I can get those little girls straight. Now, there's Nancy is the biggest girl. Uh-huh. And Mary Jane. All right, that's Mary Jane. And Molly. And there are Frank's daughters. And Brown. And, Eddie? Oh, fine. See, I'm doing very well. They are here, and we want you to meet them and talk to them. Billy Bowlegs is here. But I expect he's taking a little snooze over there in the Chickie. We have Indian Chickies over there and wonderful Indian crafts that are for sale. So don't fail to miss those. All right. And we have another visitor, another first citizen, Fred Beaver, who is a Creek Indian, an artist, a singer, a dancer from Ardmore, Oklahoma. Let's give Fred, a great big hand.
Thank you very much, Bolton. We'd like to sing a couple of chants, and then I'd like for you to join me on the ending of one or two of these chants. Very glad to be here. I was here 4 years ago. My home is at Eufaula, Oklahoma, but I work at Ardmore, Oklahoma. Some of my ancestors come from around this area, and Macon, Georgia, and Eufaula, Alabama. And right now I'd like to sing first a social song and then another social song or chant. We hey ya ho oh ho, 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 we hey ya ho oh ho.
Sikote jebo ya be ben not ho yaki ido. We hey ya ho oh ho. We hey ya ho oh ho. We hey ya ho oh ho. We hey ha lo de. We hey ha yo 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 de.
Thank you. I'm going to sing this first song, chant over again. I want all you children and women, men and women, to join with me on the end. I'll give you a signal. I do like this. When I raise my hand, I want to hear some yelling. Hoot, holler, anything. All right? I'll give you a signal now.
We hey ya ho oh ho, 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 we hey ya ho oh ho.
Yes, pretty good, pretty good. Now one more time now.
We hey ya ho oh ho, 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 we hey ya ho oh ho.
Don't miss seeing Fred's beautiful watercolors that he does. That he has here, and they are here for sale, and we hope that you let make him go home empty-handed. Now, we couldn't have our Florida Folk Festival without Skipper Lockett coming from Rainbow Springs to do the chant that you hear on the boat as it plies the beautiful clear waters at Rainbow Springs. Skipper Lockett.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure for me to be here to try to say something concerning Rainbow Springs. And then the greatest pleasure for me to be here is I want you to meet what I call my boys. Miss Edna Williams, stand and let them see you. I'd be glad for you to see Mrs. Lawton, who take time out of the Dunellen High School to come up here with me, just to look on me. Mrs. Lawton. Also, Mrs. Hess, I'd like for you to see her that took time out to come up here to White Spring with me to look on and see me, Mrs. Hess. Now, folks, I'm not a stranger here. And in fact, I'm not a stranger anywhere I go. I'm just, this is Skipper Lockett. And a lot of y'all have seen me. A lot of you haven't seen me. But it's a great deal of pleasure for me to come to y'all's fronts today. That is to try to speak a little something concerning Rainbow Spring. But the main thing I want you to do, come down there and see us. Some of you hear me talking about it. Then it just can't be natural. You just got the picture with your eyes. Come down and see us. Look over. See what we're doing down there. You'll find us on U.S. Highway 41, just 4 miles north of Dunella. So it goes like this. Now, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Rainbow Spring. Rainbow Spring is one of Florida's most beautiful and scenic attractions. Rainbow Spring is a beauty created beneath these waters, only made by the hands of God. And through the portholes of this sub-tight boat, picture after picture of underwater mystery unfold before your eyes, and wonders they flash across your mind. Now, Rainbow Spring is a dreamland. Rainbow is a wonderland. Rainbow Spring is just a lost world underwater. It's known to be a giant, and it upsurges from the depths of the earth. Now, that's the spring that flows 659 million gallons of clear crystal water every 24 hours. There's enough water coming up right there. Take care of most any large city. It'll take care of Los Angeles, California. Enough water coming up there for Detroit, Michigan. Enough for Chicago, Illinois. That's enough to take care of Miami, Florida, but nothing like enough to take care of a place like New York City. Now, the next thing about it, folks, everybody's wondering why they call that Rainbow Spring. So I want you to come down and get on the boat and look down in the bottom of the river. Every blade of grass, every rock tangled with a tiny rainbow. And that's how Rainbow got her name. And then you can look through your left side porthole. For as your eyes can see, it look like mountain, look like valley, look like green pasture. Fish, they look like birds winging in the air. Top surface of the water look like the skies above. And the tub look like cattle roving on a forest. And then when you look through your right side porthole, that's the time you find that big bass John L. Lewis lying back up under the log over there. And then when you look on the right again, right there you'll find the water upsurging from the depth to the earth. We call it the tropical snowbank. See how the water have blowed the sand up on the bank. Makes it look like a hillside after a snowstorm. And we call it the tropical snowbank. Then you look through your front porthole. There you'll find that ghostly blue shad, that saltwater fish. The fish that swims so fast when it flashes by your boat, it look like a dark cloud fleeing before a storm. And then you'll look again on the left-hand side of your boat. There you'll find that pre-exotic fish, better known as a leopard gar, the fish with the black and white spots all over his body. Only fish that's got gills and he got lungs. He can live in or out of water. That's the only fish that lived in the age of the dinosaur, over 50 million years ago. We got some of them around your 7 feet in length, 8 inches in diameter, 125 to 130 pounds in weight. So folks, come down and see them. All right, we come to the place now where the fish are taught to come up and meet your boat. Stand before the port holes and gaze in. They know how to drill just like soldiers.